Need a recap of Sunday's readings? It's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And here's your homily highlight now from Father Ralph Recker at Mount Angel Abbey.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. And do not subject us to the final test.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you had a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asked for a fish? Or hand him a scorpion when he asked for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord. The readings that we hear each week at Mass are arranged so that the first reading and the Gospel go together somehow. They are meant to present a common theme. And the theme for today is, well, let's call it what it is, nagging. Abraham accuses God of being unjust if he would destroy 50 just and righteous people with all of the wicked souls of Sodom and Gomorrah. And then he whittles it down little by little until he gets God to agree to spare them all for the sake of just 10 just souls, which, by the way, he obviously did not find. I've heard this reading many times, and each time I do, I think to myself, "Come on, Abraham, stop the nagging and just get to the point." Then in the Gospel, Jesus himself encourages us to nag our Heavenly Father for what we want. Now, this may work with God or a neighbor who has gone to bed, but I got to tell you, when I was growing up, if my father said no and I asked a second time, believe me, I was then assured the answer was no, and I didn't dare to ask a third time. So just some advice to you kids out there, do not try this at home. Anyway, I think of Sodom and Gomorrah as being similar to my soul in some ways. It is filled with many earthly desires, and I have committed sin. By all rights, I deserve to be condemned and destroyed like Sodom and Gomorrah. And unless you are the Blessed Virgin Mary, you do too. We've all sinned and turned from God at one time or another. And so we might start bargaining with God. Okay, God, I've committed a lot of sins, but if I've performed at least 50 kind and righteous acts, would you spare my soul? And like the needy neighbor or Abraham, we persist. How about 5 less, or how about 40? And we go on. If I've been good 30 times, been loving 20, or what if I've touched at least 10 people in a positive manner, then would you spare my soul? But guess what? There is nothing, not a single one thing that we can do to save our souls. But do not despair, because as we heard St. Paul tell the Colossians, brothers and sisters, you have been buried with him, Christ, in baptism, in which you are also raised with him through faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. And even when you were dead in transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he brought you to life along with him, having forgiven all of our transgressions, obliterating the bond against us with its legal claims, which was opposed to us. He removed it from our midst, nailing it to the cross. So if we remain in Christ, we are free of our sins. We no longer have those transgressions. Then when God looks at us, he doesn't see our sins or even our good acts. He only sees the one act of Jesus Christ upon the cross, which freed us for all time. This is a wonderful thing. This is incredible grace. Of course, we do have to cooperate with it. So keep pounding on that door in prayer. Wear out your fist and your knees. Keep nagging. And when God finally opens the door to us, he will not see our sinful selves, but only his Son. He will not only give us 3 loaves of bread, but he will give us his own body and blood to feed upon. And he will take us into his house to live with him forever.
And that is today's homily highlight by Father Ralph Recker. He's the pastor at St. Mary's Catholic Church in beautiful Mount Angel, Oregon.